of October 17, 2024. Ashley, call the roll, please.
Commissioner Anderson?
Here.
Commissioner Hallisey?
Here.
Commissioner Clark Herrera?
Here.
Commissioner Louie?
Here.
Commissioner Mazzola?
Here.
Commissioner Wintraub?
Here.
Commissioner Zwart? The San Francisco Recreation and Park Commission acknowledges that we occupy the unceded ancestral homeland of the Ramaytush Ohlone peoples, who are the original inhabitants of the San Francisco Peninsula. We honor the Ramaytush Ohlone peoples for their enduring commitment to Mother Earth. As the indigenous protectors of this land and in accordance with their traditions, the Ramaytush Ohlone have never ceded, lost, nor forgotten their responsibilities as the caretakers of this place, as well as for all peoples who reside in their traditional territory. As stewards of parkland, we recognize our duty to honor the Ohlone through thoughtful and informed preservation and interpretation of ancestral land. As uninvited guests, we affirm their sovereign rights as First Peoples and wish to pay our respects to ancestors, elders, and relatives of the Ramaytush community. Good morning and welcome to the Recreation and Park Commission. Please turn off electronic devices and take any conversations outside. Public comment will be available for each item on the agenda. Unless otherwise announced by the chair, each person will have 2 minutes for public comment on each item. Comments or opportunities to speak during the public comment period are available both in person in City Hall Room 416 and remotely. Please address your comments to the commission during public comment on items. Neither the commission nor staff will respond to any questions during public comment, but the commission may ask questions of staff after public comment is closed. General public comment is reserved for items not on today's agenda that is under the subject matter jurisdiction of the commission. Public comment may also be submitted via email and U.S. mail. Please note that this commission meeting is being recorded. We're now on item two, the president's report.
Thank you so much, Ashley. Again, good morning, everyone. I do have a number of items to cover, and one thing, just in case Ms. Carasero's third grade class from Lalton Alternative School is here or comes in, I just want everybody to know that we're going to take a brief break so that we can be sure and greet these young people. Lots of things have been happening. One thing I want to do is, again, congratulate our newest member of our commission, Ms. Sonia, Commissioner Sonia Clark Herrera. I was honored and thrilled to be a part of her swearing-in ceremony, a lovely swearing-in at City Hall with the mayor on the inner balcony inside City Hall. It was gorgeous. And Sonia, welcome, and welcome your entire family into the Rec and Park fold. A couple of weeks ago, I asked to be toured around by staff to see what was going on with the McLaren Trails Improvement Project. And project manager and natural area staff, such as natural resources manager Christopher Campbell and project manager Lauren Chavez, were there guiding the group. Ashley was there with us too. And I really encourage all of you to go out there if you haven't, because not only do we have a park out there and trails, but we have a really important natural resource out there. We have some indigenous grasses that therefore then attract indigenous insects and bird life. And I just had no idea. It was a beautiful, beautiful thing, and I would love for all of us to go out there and visit. So if you're kind of curious about new places in San Francisco to visit, I highly recommend this. The trail improvements are going great, and everything sort of dovetails with the amphitheater there, where we have wonderful live entertainment all the time. You can go on our website and check it out. It's also a great example of how Rec and Park does a deep dive on protecting and cultivating biodiversity, which we all know is critical in this day and age and something that is rather unique in a highly urbanized environment. We, as a part of that tour, visited the Gray Fox Creek and saw the improvement there and learned about passion that Rec and Park staff have when they're working on these projects and on a daily basis. I would like to ask our new Commissioner Sonia to recap her visit with Prozac, if you would like to share on that.
Certainly. It was very inspiring. I found that
hearing from the different areas of our community and hearing their distinct issues and yet the unilateral concern for the same things was really nice. And they were inspiring, I think. They have a lot of process things that they need to learn about just in general. You know, if you want to have a lot of meetings, it'll take a longer time, so we can't, you know, there's just certain things that when we get to the nitty-gritty, but that's really what everybody disagrees about is process. But everybody wants the same thing to happen. And so it was beautiful to hear from them and feel like we all want to get the same place. We're just negotiating about what's the best way to get there.
Great. Okay. Thank you. And I encourage any other commissioners who would like to sit in on these PROZAC meetings, because we have a lot to learn from our neighbors. They, you know, they represent their districts, and they are exceedingly gracious and really want us to be there. So sign up with me and Ashley. One moment, please. I'm checking my notes here. I just have two more items. I just want to get everybody excited about the opening of the latest phase at India Basin Waterfront Park. It's this weekend, Saturday, October 19th. I'm sure Phil Ginsburg is going to say a lot about it, and we're all excited about it. It starts at 11. It goes till 4. There's also some ancillary activities going on and well involving music. There's going to be games. There's going to be food. And we are all really, really looking forward to this. It's something that is very near and dear to our Mayor London Breed's heart, something I talked about in my own swearing-in ceremony this past on Saturday the 28th. I talked about how we are not in a doom loop. We are enjoying a beautiful renaissance, and we are doing a deep dive on transformation, especially out of Reckon Park. And I really want to commend General Manager Phil Ginsburg and his entire staff for being a part of so many wonderful items of transformation in our great city. And then last but not least, we are recognizing our colleague, Commissioner Emeritus Annie Jupiter Jones. Welcome back. Annie is here with her family. Come on up, and we'd love to hear from you, and then we all might say some nice things to make you squirm.
Good morning, commissioners. Good morning, commission liaison. It's so nice to meet you, Commissioner Clark Herrera. Welcome to the family. I kind of like being on this side, actually. A little less public comment, a little less pickleball. Being able to serve as a Reckon Park commissioner was truly an honor. I really, really love this city. It was my probably first and deepest, longest love, something that I know we all share. And thank you to Phil for seeing that, you know, just someone who was a girls' baseball advocate and, you know, an SFYBL kind of manager had the potential to step into a role like this and kind of valuing that perspective in your department's leadership. I will always be grateful for you for this opportunity. I love this department because of the people that make up this department. Of course, our places, our parks are world class, as we all know, but they're nothing without the people and that fill those parks. So the staff of this department, there's so many, so I'm not going to try to name everybody, but I would be remiss if I did not give a special shout out to the first folks who really welcomed me into this department in a leadership role, and that's my SFYBL and sports and recreation family. So Linda Barnard, Joaquin Perlis, Jimmy Chin, Gerald Reeder, my true soul brother, Emmanuel Blackwell, Vic Reed, and of course, my three favorite Reckon Park employees, my husband, Andre Alcantar, and my two daughters, Justice Alcantar and Havana Alcantar, who are proud coaches of the Bay Sox. I learned a lot. I learned how to listen, right? I'm the daughter of an HIV nurse and public educators, so I always thought that the way to get back to the city was rolling up your sleeves and doing it. And this role you know, it was different to just listen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we don't always, there's so many competing needs in this city, and that's what really makes this city so great is the diversity that we have here. So I truly learned a new skill about how to serve this city. And again, I will always be grateful for that. To my fellow commissioners, thank you so much for your support. Thank you for listening to me and for being my allies and accomplices in spreading the gospel of girls baseball and why it's so important, why it's so much bigger than baseball. Thank you for tolerating my fierce protectiveness of my Mission District and every square inch of public space we have in this district. I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. Little has changed since I'm not sitting up there with you. I still spend many hours a week at our centers, lots of practices to go to. And thank you, Ashley, for always making sure I was on point. You were my best and biggest teacher. I'll always be grateful, and I'm happy to continue our friendship outside of this role. So thank you all again. It's been an honor. Please call on me to help you and any things that you have coming up. I can't wait to see the completion of our India Basin project, of Jackson Playground renovation, of Visitation Valley, of all these important projects. And thank you all for loving the city just as much as I do.
Thank you, Annie. Thank you. So I'm going to ask our fellow commissioners to say words. Then I have a resolution and a small gift for you. We'll come down for some photos. Okay. All right. And then it's up to you. You might want to go party, or you can hang around and listen. Whatever you want to do.
More public comment. Yes.
So the first commissioner that would like to honor you is Commissioner Joe Hallisey.
Well, I have to say that the worst news I got as part of this commission was that you would not be coming back. That was very hard for me because you and I came in together, same day, sworn in at the same time via Zoom. We have a great kinship, and that we love the youth of our city. We love youth sports. We know what sports can do for the youth of San Francisco. I have to say that I think anyone would be hard-pressed to find someone as honest and sincere as you are. There's never any airs about you. There's never any hidden agendas. What you see and what you hear is what you get. Now, my mom passed away in 2005. She was 90 years old. She lived a great, full life. And for the first 45 years of her life, she lived in the Mission District. She was proud of that. The Mission District is what built her, made her into the person that she was. When I eulogized her, I said, "You can take the girl out of the Mission, but you can't take the Mission out of the girl."
Yep.
And this is what I feel about you, your activism in that neighborhood, your love, your passion for the Mission District. That is what has built you into this great person that you have become. So, Annie, I thank you for your friendship and for being a great comrade of mine. We will always remain friends. And I might not see you as often as I did when you were sitting up here with me, but just want to thank you for your service, not only to the commission, to the city, but to me personally.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Phil, would you like to go next?
If you want the commissioners to go first.
Okay, then let's have Commissioner Larry Mazzola.
Thank you. Annie, thank you. You know, you're my right-hand person sitting right next to me the whole time on this commission, and we had a good time. And you were professional, and you cared about the parks, and you cared about the city, and I always admired that about you. But I really got a chance to get to know you, and our friendship means a lot to me, and that will continue, like Joe just said. But what you did on this commission for the years you were on here was awesome, and I'm very proud to get to know you and sit next to you on this commission. And we were kind of the troublemakers down on this end. Now I got two new troublemakers with me.
Good luck.
Yep. So I need luck here, but I just wanted to, you know, congratulate you on the great job you did, and tell you that I wish you nothing but the best, and thank you.
Thanks. You still owe me an Italian dinner.
No right? problem. Okay. No problem.
Commissioner Mazzola, I'll be keeping track on that.
No yes. problem.
Please report in 2 weeks. Commissioner Carrie Wintrob.
Annie, as a toddler commissioner, I just really want to thank you for so warmly welcoming me last year. As you said yourself, Rec and Park has just a very special culture, and it's so much about the people and how we connect with each other and our collective commitment to the city and our love for the city. And I just feel like you extended yourself to me and were just so good to me. And I so appreciated the invitation to come out and see the Bay Sox. I feel a kinship with you, having, you know, started and run a girls sports program in San Francisco. And I love the Bay Sox. I've been like telling every little girl who's interested about it. And so I just so appreciate you. And I really wish you the best. And I'm going to continue to, I would love to, you know, continue our friendship, but I'm also going to be watching the Bay Sox with such enthusiasm and care, because I know how much you put into it and how much all these girls get out of it. So thank you.
Thank you, Carrie. Commissioner Vinita Louie.
So I kind of dreaded this day, that you be in the room and not up here. You know, we, your love for the city, not just the mission, but the entire city, your love for your family and your love for dogs is what connected us. And, you know, you, anytime you opened your mouth up here, raised your hand, had a question, it was always coming from something that was very well thought out. And it was a voice of the voter, a voice of the a mission resident. And so we will miss you, because you exemplified what our role is and how we should see things through the lens of Annie Jupiter Jones.
Thank you. Commissioner Brianna Zwart.
There's not a lot to add from all the accolades, because I think the commissioners have said it so well. Your spirit, your grace, the energy that you bring is absolutely beautiful, and it all pushes us to move forward. And so thank you for that. From our first meeting, just how honest and authentic you are and ready to get shit done. Thank you for that. That's really hard. And yes, I cursed on the dais. I apologize.
That's why I liked you.
Thank you. As Commissioner Mazzola said, he's with the troublemakers now. and just being able to cut through, I think sometimes the bureaucracy, and remember why we do this and who is it really for, who's it going to affect, and what does that mean? And so you anchoring, you know, your decision-making and leading us that way, I appreciate that, and we'll continue to carry that on as well. So it's never goodbye. It's we'll see you soon. We'll continue to collaborate and work together, because, as you said, to get things done, you have to roll up your sleeves and you keep going, no matter, you know, what title you may or may not have. So thank you for everything, and especially for just your warm welcome and friendship as well.
Thank you.
It means a lot.
And I'm going to call on Phil, and then I'm going to go. Go ahead, Phil.
Thank you. Oh, Annie. So some words that come to mind for me. Kindness, grace, integrity, humility. I think you epitomize what a commissioner should be and do. I think about and said that Golden Gate Park is the lungs of our city, mm-hmm. and that Dolores Park has been sort of the heartbeat of our city. I think in many, many, many respects, you have been the moral compass of this commission and the commission process. You have reminded us all why we're here. It's not for our own ego. It's not for our own aggrandizement. It's not to shore up our own political bases. It is most fundamentally for kids, for families, for seniors, for people who, for whom our park system may be the difference between life and death. Mm-hmm. And you have always reminded us that without saying it. And I really appreciate it. I learned so much from you in the 4 years that you were here and we were working most closely together, and not even in the way that we overlapped the most, which is, of course, baseball, which I'll get to in a second. But, you know, I think you always asked the right question. You always kept the right people in mind. And you never felt like you needed to be the loudest voice up here. But when you spoke, we all listened. I listened. So, you know, I guess it's our responsibility in our various roles, whether as a commissioner or, in my case, as a department head, to leave things better than we found it. And I guarantee you, I promise you, you have left this commission, you have left our park system, and you've left our city better than when you found it 4 years ago. I mean, you found it a long time ago, yeah. But you get my point. And the Bay Sox. Last night, the New York Liberty played the Minnesota Lynx in a WNBA championship game, attended by 19,000 people. Bay FC, down the road a little bit, plays in front of 15,000 people. Women's sports is having a moment, but for women's sports to continue to thrive, we need to give girls all the opportunities in the world. And girls can ball. Mm-hmm. And I think your foresight and prescience, thank you, Professor Anderson, your prescience on making sure that we were on the front of this curve, of making sure that, you know, our girls have an opportunity to play all sports, not just the ones that they were told they should be playing. Is something that in my 15 years here, I am most proud of. And then, you know, what, two or three national championships?
Two
actual, but we've had four or five teams compete for national championships. That makes me super proud. And it's just an incredible legacy. So I know that Commissioner Anderson has a resolution and some other things, but from the hardworking men and women on the ground, yes, you get your sign, but this is a little bit of a unique one because, yes, you're a commissioner, but you're also a coach. So
all right.
Thank you.
For you, I'm going to come awesome. Down and give it to you and give you a big hug, and then I'll shut up.
Oh, that's awesome.
I always said it's almost worth having to leave the commission to get that. Yeah.
feeling a little FOMO. Awesome. And we're going to do that again. We're going to do some more photos after I talk. Yeah. Gosh, it must be so hard to stand there and take this. I would be wrung out.
I mean, you know, sitting there and listening is also challenging.
So, anyway. Yeah. So, Commissioner and my friend Annie. Yeah, we got sworn in together during COVID in the small screen. Yeah, it felt a little weird, didn't it? This is not how I like to commune with people. But as soon as I got a chance to be in your presence, I just have such incredible warmth and affection and respect for you. Everybody has said it so eloquently, so I'm going to try to say some different things. I really appreciate your advocacy for girls in girls' sports. You know, when I was a little girl, I loved playing softball, and I never thought the ball was very soft, and it was bigger, and it hurt more. Never could figure that one out. But I also always felt as a girl that it was unfair, that girls were sort of given the leftovers. You know, mm-hmm. I was a product of the 60s and the 70s, and I, you know, it's like, oh, well, okay, well, you know, you can do that. I think we have some old equipment over in the corner. That used to be what girls got. So bless you and your family, your co-coaches, and your parent community for doing what you do with these girls and mentoring them mm-hmm. so incredibly. And all these trips to national championships and two national championships, you know, hello, but I'm now going to say, play like a girl.
Yes. It's, play like these girls.
Play like these girls. Yes. You guys, thank you. You're such inspiration. Is this Justice?
This is Justice.
You're such an inspiration. And, you know, my daughter was a sport, an athlete. She had to go up against gender preference for males at SI with the Bruce Mahoney Award. She did a petition drive and editorials and worked really hard on that. And a few years later, now the Bruce Mahoney is co-ed. So the things that we do for gender equality are so, so very important. We have a... Ashley has put together, we're going to give you this framed collage photos. My favorite in here is you wearing a Santa hat and drinking a martini.
Yes. Right. I'll miss
you
those
know,
lunches.
I'm sure it's just water. It's, you know, Justice, it was just water. You know, she was just acting really cool. And then my other favorite is Bay Sox. You know, here's a group photo of us in the commission room with the Bay Sox. So we have this for you.
Thank you.
And we also, Ashley, framed this resolution. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but you are so truly a daughter, a child of San Francisco, born and raised in the Mission District. You've been a community leader in various capacities. And your advocacy, as we've discussed, with the Bay Sox girls baseball program management that you did. You serve more than 120 girls annually. Is that right?
It's getting bigger.
And getting bigger. And, you know, people will probably want to get on, and maybe they can't sometimes, you know. Not only have you been a commissioner, but you've served on the boards of Loco Bloco, Urban Pioneers, and various nonprofits. And more recently, you were the director of grants and foundations at Youth Speaks, right? Didn't you also work at Project Reckless in the Bayview, which was near and dear to my heart because I'm always out in the Bayview doing things out there? Graduate of San Francisco State University. I mean, fantastic. Thank you for investing in your hometown, you know? You have brought many thoughtful and heartfelt conversations to commission meetings in consideration of once-in-a-lifetime park and recreation opportunities, such as the creation of the JFK Promenade and the building of the new India Basin Waterfront Park. And you've always brought equity and access to the forefront of all conversations. And we could count on that. And I always listened for you to speak on that because you spoke for all of us. Thank you so much, Annie. We really appreciate you. So we're going to come down, give you these things, and take some photos. Is that all right?
Yes.
Thank all right. You let's do it. Hey, be quick, everybody. Let's go down there. Take a group shot.
It is.
Yeah, we're
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
certificate for an FTE.
And that concludes the president's report.
Okay, come on. All right, is there any public comment in room 416 on the president's report today? All right, is there anyone with their hand raised on our WebEx SFGov TV? No hands raised. Okay, I will close public comment on the president's report. Next is the general manager's report.
All right, commissioners. I do have a few different announcements. I'll try to roll through them pretty quickly. As President Anderson reminded us, today is the California shakeout earthquake drill, so it is an important reminder of the need to be prepared. It's the 35th anniversary of Loma Prieta. At Rec and Park, just so you know, we do take this quite seriously. Last month, we had a leadership team meeting where we reconvened something called our Department Operations Center, which and our Department Operations Team, which is how we would function in the context of an emergency. I think in December, we are going to be doing a rather serious tabletop exercise on a simulated earthquake, and you know, parks play an incredibly important role in citywide disasters, as we all remember from the pandemic. But in an earthquake, housing, shelter, staging, meeting places for people. So it is really important that we keep this front and center. So I thought it was worth mentioning that we do think about this quite a lot throughout the city. The mayor's has her disaster council. But it does trickle down to the department level. And Dave Navarette is our safety and emergency preparedness officer. And he has a full-time job making sure, not just for earthquakes, but that we're ready to respond to any emergencies, whether it be fires up at Mather, major storms, heat, smoke, earthquakes. So it's an important part of what we do. So I thought it was worth mentioning. Yes, India Basin. We have a big milestone Saturday. This project began not too far after I started here 15 years ago, and we're not done yet. This is a milestone, but it, we are opening the 900 intersection of the park. You know, there have been so many hands in the success of this project, and they go far beyond the building walls of McLaren Lodge, or however you would want to define Rec and Park. This is an external project as much as it is an internal project with numerous partners, numerous community leaders, numerous philanthropists, numerous artists, and I'm really excited about it. I think this is going to be, for me, this is one of the more meaningful projects that we've tackled during my tenure. So I want to thank the commission for all of the support along the way, and really hope you're able to be out there with us on Saturday celebrating. Commissioner Mazzola, you'll have to take a small break from Jimmy's car show, where I know we'll find you. But this one will be, I think, a very, 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 very special day. So I'll leave it at that, and just so excited to have you see it. It's really important. What else do I have for you? Halloween, Scare Grove, October 25th, 3 to 9. This is one of our largest citywide free family-friendly events. We will have rides, games, costumes, entertainment from the stage. This is just one of the things that makes our city special, and contrary to what you might occasionally read, makes it extremely friendly for young families. So come on out, wear a costume, don't, but see our amazing staff at work. They're magicians, and what they do to Stern Grove for this event, you won't recognize it. You'll just smile. We had our last free downtown concert. I think it was earlier this month. It was on Sunday, October 6th. It was Empire's Bay and Boots concert. It had a country music theme. That's all the rage now, as you may know. But this was what is worth noting is that this was a plan that this commission really helped construct, that as you all grappled with a permit approval of a second weekend of concerts downtown or in Golden Gate Park, the question arose, how can we leverage the Golden Gate Park event to do more for downtown? And from there came a commitment from another planet to do 3 free downtown events. They've had one at Embarcadero, they had one at Union Square, they had one at Civic Center, and these events have been attended by thousands of people and have been instrumental in the rejuvenation and renaissance of downtown. So I want to thank another planet for leaning into this, and I want to thank this commission for its really constructive and helpful guidance in us getting there and adding that to the overall package. It's been really good for our city, and of course, in addition to those 3 free downtown shows, we've had free music. We have another huge event in Golden Gate Park this weekend. We had Hardly Strictly last weekend. We have been a big part of making people feel joy again in our city. And it's something that, I know that we're all proud of. We only go around once. Let's have a good time. Right. Although it's officially fall, the month, this was certainly a very, very hot month. And in the midst of our blistering heat wave, our amazing recreation staff and public affairs staff turned on a dime to ensure that our pools were open and free for swims during the midst of the heat wave. It sounds simple, but it actually requires some operational logistics, and it has to be done quickly, and it has to be communicated. But as we try to be often, we were, I think, there for San Francisco when San Francisco needed us. And so our pools were open, they were used, and I'm very proud of our team for that. Nearly a year ago, speaking of downtown rejuvenations, we installed 2 pop-up paddle courts, or padel courts, depending upon where you're from, at Embarcadero Plaza. They were the first public padel courts in Northern California. This is actually, Commissioner Louie, you'll be interested. It is, and I'm down with we love our pickleball, but this is actually the fastest growing racket sport in the world.
I haven't
played. Yeah, it's pretty fun. Yes, 25 million active players in 110 countries, with more than 40,000 paddle courts around the world. And between 2022 and 2023, there were 250 paddle courts built in the U.S. alone. It's quite a bit. So we are also leaning into this new and emerging racket sport and doing the best we can to create new spaces for people to play, while also being strategic about how we activate downtown and continuing to make downtown a place where people want to be. Since, as we know, it's no longer a place where people have to be. So that's a big part of the strategy. This past Wednesday, we had our youth ag day at Alamany Farm. This is Annie's smiling, even though she can't hear this announcement. We're with Friends of Alamany Farm, Department of the Environment. We had 180 SF Unified School District third graders take over the farm as they learned about the importance of agriculture and farming. The day included workshops that taught students things like butter making, painting with plant-based dyes, weaving, compost making, and food production. Kids also learned about nutrition, livestock, native pollinators. An amazing day. We do this very well. We have lots of partners, but it was this is one not to miss. If we'll try to get it on your calendars next year to come see it. Tomorrow I will be participating in the McKinsey and Company's Day of Service. Each year the SF-based consulting firm McKinsey & Company holds their day of service, in which all 65-plus offices across the world, actually they have a main headquarters in San Francisco, but I don't know if we're their worldwide headquarters, they volunteer with local organizations. This year's theme is Sustainable San Francisco, Nature and Beyond. They'll have 300 volunteers volunteering in Golden Gate Park. And then prior to the activities, I'm participating in a chat with McKinsey & Company partner Kunal Modi, where we're going to discuss the role nature plays in San Francisco. So thanks to McKinsey for getting the bodies out, and I'm excited to go meet with them. And lastly, I want to give you an update on the Treasure Island Development Authority and our emerging partnership with TIDA and the parks on that incredible island that already exists and will be emerging over the next several years. We have been quite seriously exploring the possibility of entering into an agreement with TIDA to manage the parks on both Treasure and Yerba Buena Islands. The move comes as the islands are currently undergoing a transformation, as I noted, that once complete will create 8,000 new homes, along with retail and shopping centers, public art, hotels, dining, public transit, and of course, parks. The development will be complete in, get this, 2042. When there will be 250 acres of parks, including natural areas, athletic fields, public plazas, neighborhood parks. The first parks are complete and open to the public, with about 10 parks and 25 acres anticipated to be open by 2025. TIDA has asked us to assume management of the parks by July 1, 26, and frankly, we're working to determine whether it's feasible. So we're in conversations with them. We'll come back and update you. As I've noted in prior meetings, there's been a real shift over the last decade about other agencies that actually have some open space responsibility, understanding that, you know, our team of hard-working men and women in the field and those who support them administratively, you know, they know their stuff, and we're good at it. And we've gotten more and more requests like this, which I think is terrific. I think it's important for San Francisco to have, you know, one primary single cohesive park system rather than lots of little, you know, tiny park systems. But to put my business hat on, these things also have to pencil, right? We need to know that we are funded to actually maintain the level of service that is important for us to provide. We have a certain standard of excellence, and I don't think we're serving anybody well if we dilute that. So conversations continue. I just wanted to kind of give you the heads up that that is brewing. And wow, that's it for this busy October. Hope to see you all on Saturday.
Thank you so much, Phil. All right.
All right, is there any public comment on the general manager's report in the room with us? Okay, seeing none, do we have any hands raised on our WebEx? Okay, no hands raised, so public comment is closed. We're now on item 4, general public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the commission on items of interest to the public that are within the subject matter jurisdiction of the commission and that do not appear on the agenda. Is there anyone here for general public comment? Hi,
Come on up.
Thank you, and thank you, Commission. I just want to thank you honestly and sincerely for San Francisco's amazing parks. Your work is outstanding and world-class. My name's Terry Oxford, and I'm here to represent my neighborhood, Lower Knob Hill. We have, as you know, we are severely underrepresented in green space, and I wanted to let you know that a parking lot, unencumbered, asphalt covered, is available for sale right now at Cosmo Place, 40 Cosmo Place. And last year, Resolution 130 was signed by the Board of Supervisors, allowing you to fast track for our neighborhood. And I wanted you to really consider fast tracking, looking at this space. It is within three blocks, there are 11,500 hotel keys, so it's very central to, I'm not a great public speaker. I know that Prozac is considering another site in our neighborhood, and that's on Polk Street. It currently has an old dry cleaners and auto body shop on it. And please consider the cost of remediation on that site when you look at this one. And I'd like these neighborhood letters to go into the record, if I may.
Thank you.
And I thank you so much for considering it.
Thank you very much. Thanks for coming.
Is there anyone else here in the room to comment on general public comment? Okay, seeing none, is there anyone with their hands raised for general public comment? No hands raised. Okay, thank you. So public comment is closed. We're now on item 5, the consent calendar. Is there anyone that would like to remove an item from consent today? Okay. Is there any public comment in the room for item 5? Okay, hands raised on our WebEx for item 5. No hands. Okay. So public comment is closed.
Can I have a motion and a second on the consent calendar, please?
Second.
All those in favor state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposition? None. Motion carries.
Okay. Thank you, commissioners. We're now on item 6, the San Francisco Zoo report.
Good morning, Tanya Peterson with the San Francisco Zoo. Nice to meet you, Commissioner. I rarely wear a hat, Phil. It's not to compete with you. There's a purpose.
I still want to buy that hat.
If I may bring up the PowerPoint, and I'll give you a summary of some of the exciting events we've had at the zoo. First, I remind you that our mission is the 3 C's. Connect, care, and conserve. Our purpose at the zoo is to connect visitors with animals so that they care about animals and protect them and conserve them in the wild. Recently, we had all 3 successes on our Save a Koala Day. It was on our San Francisco Free Resident Day, but we also offered free admission to all Australian citizens and residents as well. And what we did at this koala crossing is have a donation box to encourage visitors to help koalas in the wilds of Australia that are being ravaged by wildfire. That little coin box raised over $14,000 US, and the Australian government was so touched they sent their consul general, who made a moving speech and thanked us. Sadly, it was also the day our 10-year-old male Logan passed, so we honored him and his caregiver as well. Again, it all coming together and for the purposes of our mission here at the zoo. Another example of that recently was our International Red Panda Day. We are proud to honor 3 of these critical endangered species. This is another place where we have the opportunity to partner with Red Panda Network, a local NGO and international nonprofit that works to save red pandas in the wild. But also here we partner with the American Himalayan Foundation, which supports Sherpas and their families. And this incented quite a nice donation to them as well. This coming winter, our membership drive will support the plantings of bamboo plants for this species, not only at the zoo, but perhaps somewhere in the parks I can plant a bamboo. I'm very excited this winter to also introduce another program. This is our second type of bilingual camp program. The first arose actually from the pandemic, where we offered free camps to the workers or essential workers. And we realized that most of those families actually aren't native English speakers. So we offer free camps in Spanish and English to those families. And then this winter, we will be offering camps to speakers of the Mandarin language and English as well. I'm very excited about this. This is a partnership with local nonprofits, as well as the dream of our deputy director, Vitus Lung. So to Vitus, thank you. As our zoo campers grow, we encourage them to participate in our leadership programs, our internships, and our externships, where they learn all sorts of skills, including animal husbandry. One place we do that is behind the scenes here at the animal pasture in the youth zone. Here they learn all sorts of skills, including acupuncture and chiropractor services for the animals. Again, we encourage career laddering here because not all people need or want to go to university, and yet they still have career opportunities here at San Francisco Zoo. But we do visit our local universities, and just recently our ops team and our HR teams went to San Francisco State University to inspire the next generation to work or volunteer at the zoo. Following this day, we've received 170 exciting emails. We're looking forward to the next generation joining us. But again, no need to actually graduate. We are here with internships and apprenticeships to promote career development here at San Francisco Zoo. Speaking of volunteers, I wanted to thank the docents, some who showed up at the Joint Zoo today, for underwriting a mud wallow. And yes, mud can be fun, but it's also animal enrichment for our critically endangered black rhinoceros, Boone, named after a former 49er player. This mud wallow increases his animal enrichment as well as the exhibit itself. We thank the docents for this contribution. Next to Boone is his neighbor, the adorable pygmy hippo. And as we mentioned in the March Joint Zoo Committee, he has found a match. Match.com for Animals, or the AZA SSP, has found a genetic diverse match for him. So he will be soon leaving us to go to Houston Zoo. Please come visit him soon before he leaves. We're proud to participate in these programs for critically and and endangered species like the pygmy hippo. His move also, though, allows us a chance to expand the neighboring black rhino exhibit and hopefully bring in a genetic perfect match for Boone. Speaking of other zoos, I just have to say I came back from the National Zoo in Smithsonian, and the pandemonium there is real. As you can imagine, there was merchandising everywhere. This was $40. This one's $20. The snuggle is real. I just thought, Ashley, I'd have to give you this cute, adorable one. But not to be outdone, we have started to sell them here in San Francisco. iPanda loves San Francisco. And no surprise, this is our top seller in the retail shop already. So I thank everybody for your support, and particularly the mayors, for this opportunity. It can be a game changer and a transformational moment for San Francisco Zoo, but I also think for our city. So thank you. We're doing this carefully and with your help, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Tanya Panderson.
Panderson. I guess I won't be changing back to my maiden name after all. Thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment in room 416 on item 6? Are there any hands raised on our WebEx? Okay, no hands raised. Thank you. Public comment is closed. Commissioners, any discussion on that item?
I see none. Thank you for coming, Zoo.
Okay. We are now on item 7, Embarcadero Plaza Improvements, Agreement, and Grant Acceptance.
Good morning, Commissioners, President Anderson. It's nice to meet you from the podium, Commissioner Clark Herrera.
Good morning.
My name is Lise Branston. I'm the Director of Partnerships at the Recreation and Park Department, and I'm here today to present on the improvements to Embarcadero Plaza and Subierman Park. And as I begin, I wanted to note a small change in the agenda language from the agenda, but this is accurate to the staff report, and this revised language just clarifies the source of grants for project construction. So in a very long piece of agenda language, I'm going to say that I'm here today for discussion and possible action to recommend that the Board of Supervisors authorize the Recreation and Park Department to enter into an agreement with BXP Embarcadero Plaza, the Downtown San Francisco Partnership, and the San Francisco Office of Economic and Workforce Development regarding potential improvements and renovations at Embarcadero Plaza, to accept cash and in-kind grants from BXPE of approximately $2.5 million for design and RPD project management services, and potential additional grants of approximately $10 million that could include cash grants from the downtown CBD or in-kind grants of construction services from BXPE.
Thank you, Lisa. Just to interject, I'm just going to clarify. So what Lisa just read, and I also have a copy of it in highlights so people can see the changes if you need, is just slightly different from what you see on item 7. So when we vote, we're going to vote on the corrected language.
That's right. Okay. And that language is actually reflected in the staff report that you have. It's just different from what's on the agenda for today.
Okay, great. So everybody
thank
go
you
to the
for
staff report.
Letting me make that clarification with the
thank you
with the partnership. So with that, let me give a little background on the project and some highlights of what this agreement is about. Okay, so Embarcadero Plaza was originally envisioned as a European-style plaza to punctuate the end of Market Street and serve as a buffer from the overwhelming view and noise from the Embarcadero Freeway. Since the freeway was demolished in the 90s, the design of the plaza instead blocks the stunning views of the ferry building and the bay beyond. And in addition to these issues, the park is suffering from aging infrastructure and dramatically decreased usage. Where once this was a feature of a busy downtown, usage dropped precipitously in the wake of COVID. And an analysis by Reckon Park shows a decrease of about 50% between visitorship in 2019 and visitorship in 2024. In addition, elements of the plaza are in disrepair. The brick paving is considered at the end of its useful life, and replacements would cost millions. And the Villancourt fountain is not operating, and the department estimates that it could be $3 to $10 million to update and fully restore this fountain. Sorry, I got one slide behind. I'm going to show you the preliminary design, but for comparison, this is the existing layout. And this is the preliminary design that BXP brought to the department. The plan meets the general goals of the city to build a park that offers space for active and passive recreation and is designed to accommodate activities that will draw people into the park and into San Francisco's downtown to reinvigorate this neighborhood. There's places for fitness and wellness, spaces for cultural events, and the plan is to leave the existing playground in place. And while this plan does meet the general goals of the cities and the departments involved, the partners are committed to a robust public outreach process to ensure that the final design addresses the dreams and needs of the myriad of park stakeholders. And that final design will come back to this commission for concept plan approval when it's ready. And here's a little bit about the agreement that we're entering into. BXP agrees to spend about $2.5 million on park design. Meanwhile, the city will work to secure at least $15 million in public funding. BXP and the San Francisco Downtown Partnership will work to secure up to $10 million in private funding. The agreement creates a four-way partnership to guide the project, but RPD maintains charter authority over land use decisions. BXP separately commits to spending approximately $2.5 million to renovate a vacant retail space in Embarcadero 4 that would convert it into a bathroom that would support the park. And then I'll get to this in a little bit more detail, but it creates a preliminary schedule for all the partners to strive to meet. So So this is BXP's preliminary design budget and reflects their in-kind commitment to the project plus a commitment for a cash contribution of approximately $200,000 to fund RPD project management staff. If approved by the board, one of the first tasks of the team will be to develop the concept plan and use that plan to agree upon a full project schedule and budget. It's just too early to determine what the cost of the final project would be. And then this is the proposed schedule. Now, the partners are agreeing to a fairly aggressive timeline for completion that will require each party to work diligently on their piece. For example, BXP will have to ensure the design team meets all of its targets, and RPD will need to be thoughtful and anticipatory in planning in order to meet our targets as well. We recognize that there is uncertainty regarding several of the reviews and also in design and fundraising, but we believe that the commitment to move quickly and together will benefit the project greatly. And then more specifically, as you see, community outreach will begin upon board approval of the agreement and authorization for RPD to accept the cash and in-kind grants. The partners will strive to complete environmental review and bring a concept plan to commission within 7 months of the board approving the agreement and authorizing the acceptance of the grants. Upon commission approval of a concept plan, the parties will have a month to finalize and agree upon a project budget and schedule and agree upon public and private financial contributions. Upon final budget and schedule agreement, partners will have 4 months to complete the schematic design and cost estimates. Partners will then have 2 years to secure public and private commitments or terminate the partnership if funding is not secured. This is about 3 years from Board of Supervisors approval. Construction documentation will begin when funding is secured and take about 4.5 months. As I mentioned, this is a fairly aggressive schedule that may need to be adjusted as we finalize, and the agreement allows for that. But we are driven to move quickly and take advantage of the momentum to reimagine downtown that better serves San Franciscans and visitors. And with that, I'll say thank you. And I think Ashley's going to ask for public comment, and I'm happy to take any questions.
Thanks, Lisa.
All right. Is there any public comment in the room on item 7? All right, come on up.
Good morning, commissioners. Thank you so much for having me to speak today. My name is Aaron Fenton. I work for BXP, formerly known as Boston Properties. A little bit about the company, just in case you haven't heard of us. So we're a publicly traded commercial real estate firm focused primarily on office development and management. We're actually the largest commercial landlord in the city by nearly a factor of two, believe it or not. And you know, we develop, own, and operate what we think are iconic assets across the country. Salesforce Tower being our gem of a building in San Francisco. We are 100% committed to our assets, and I would say we are equally 100% committed to the communities in which our assets are located. We've been heavily involved with a variety of community activities over the last 20 years since we've been in San Francisco. Most recently engaging with OEWD and really taking the lead on Vacant to Vibrant. We put a lot of small local businesses and some of our vacant retailers. We used to run the skating rink in Embarcadero Plaza years ago, which we'd love to do, and we'd love to bring it back once we can develop the new park. If you go to our website, the first thing it says on the very front is "Places Powering People," and that's our company slogan. It's not buildings powering people; it's places. And so we care more about not only the buildings that we own, but the communities that we serve. Obviously, downtown's in a very challenging spot right now, and we are committed as a company to help lead the drive and the revitalization of the downtown. And so I hope that you know, our financial commitment and our time commitment to move this very exciting project along demonstrates that. I mean, Lisa talked about it, but we're contributing nearly $8 million in either in-kind or cash value to improve this park. And we're optimistic that the fundraising will go well, both the public and private side, because I think everybody's eager to see, you know, transformative change in the downtown. I want to commend Phil and his staff and Lisa and Kelly and others for the really great work to get us to this point. I want to thank the mayor's office for her support. I want to thank OEWD, Antopia, and Sarah Dennis Phillips. They've been tremendous to push this along. And then all the local stakeholders. We've engaged with all the local property owners and stakeholders, including Robbie Silver with the Downtown SF Partnership. And everybody's very excited about this project. So, you know, I urge you to recommend approval to the board to approve the contract, because we're ready to get going on this thing. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Did you want to speak too? Come on up.
Hello, commissioners, Director Ginsburg. I'm Robbie Silver, president and CEO of the Downtown SF Partnership. And we are the Downtown Community Benefit District that serves the financial district in Jackson Square. And for background, we started our operations in January of 2020. What a time. But we've come so far as a city. And I know our organization, as well as our stakeholders, we do not believe in this false doom loop narrative that has continued to plague our city over the last couple years. San Francisco is a world-class city and deserves a world-class waterfront park. If you have seen what's going on in Seattle right now, they are opening their waterfront park, as well as beautiful activation space for families, tourists, workers, and visitors. And I believe San Francisco will be having that moment shortly. As we are committed, again, to an aggressive schedule. But I think there's a lot of positive momentum right now, and we're trying to leverage that as much as possible. So us, as the Downtown Asset Partnership, we are committed and also are thankful for being the proposed fiscal sponsor of this beautiful space. It's also very personal to me. I am a commuter, and so I actually walk by Embarcadero Plaza every single day, and I cannot think of a space in this downtown, in this city, with so much potential as we have right here on our waterfront. So thank you for your consideration, and I look forward to collaboration with all of you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else to comment on this item? Okay, and there are no hands raised, so public comment is closed.
All right, Phil.
Thank you, President Anderson. Just a couple of quick reflections on this one. First of all, a big thank you to a few different people, Lisa for driving the MOU discussions, and Kelly and Stacy for their work. And of course, BXP, Aaron, Robbie and Ann Topier from the Office of Economic and Workforce Development. What's interesting about this for me, during the General Manager's Report, I talked about a couple of things. One, I talked about all the events and activities that are happening downtown and the importance of making downtown a place where people want to be. This is part of that strategy, right? And it's urgent. It really is. Secondarily, on Saturday, we're going to cut a ribbon on a phase of India Basin, a project that started 10 years ago with an item like this, some philanthropy, some partners, an MOU, a project timeline, a scope of work. And it's actually very exciting for me that, like, you know, we do these things in sort of cycles. So we're never done. And I really feel like this is going to be, you know, the next great thing. I think it's really important. We have a long-standing, deep, really healthy partnership with BXP and Boston Properties. We, you know, fundamentally we share space at Embarcadero Plaza, and we've been able to count on them and rely on them as long as I've been in this job. First under Bob Pester, now under Aaron, who's done an amazing job and is a Philly native. So
we got that going together. So there's good chemistry. We might end up like, you know, really duking it out at some point because that's what people from Philly do. But it's really been a it's really been a terrific partnership. And I also really want to commend over the last several years, we've worked so much closer with the Office of Economic and Workforce Development. You know, Ann and Sarah are driving so many amazing projects, and the overlap of renewal and rejuvenation of our downtown corridor and the important role that public space plays. So this is really a good one, folks. So I'll stop there.
Thank you so much, Phil. I do want to thank Lisa and your staff, BXP. Thank you for coming out. Our community partner, CBD, thank you. It is rather remarkable. You said the genesis of this started how many years ago?
Oh, that, I don't think I said that, but I don't know how long BXP had been working on the designs they brought to us.
Well, I can answer that one.
All right.
Yeah, this idea has been floating around for a long, 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 long time. I had conversations, I'm sure Ann did, with Bob, your predecessor, Aaron, you know, I don't know, 8 to 10 years ago. And we could never quite get it off the ground. And it seems like we've got some really good momentum now.
Oh, well, I really appreciate this. And I really want to thank our mayor, London Breed, too. She's very excited about this project. And, you know, she also is a great believer in the vitality and the resilience of our city. And we are not in the doom loop. So whoever said that part, I really like that so much. Well, I don't have any other people asking to speak, so I think we can take a vote. Are we ready for that, Ashley? Okay, so I'll remind you that in your online packet, the language for item 7 is in the staff report. Now, item 7 is in a separate, it is a separate document from our briefcase, so I don't know if everybody has that in front of you. Item 7. So I'd like a motion and a second on the following: to recommend that the Board of Supervisors authorize the Recreation and Park Department to 1) enter into an agreement with BXP and Embarcadero Plaza LP, the Downtown San Francisco Partnership, and the San Francisco Office of Economic and Workforce Development regarding potential improvements and renovations at Embarcadero Plaza; 2) accept cash and in-kind grants from BXPE of approximately $2.5 million for design and RPD project management services; and 3) potential additional grants of approximately $10 million that could include cash grants from downtown CBD or in-kind grants of construction services from BXPE. Do I have a motion and a second?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor, vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposition? None. Motion carries unanimously, and thank you, everyone.
Thank you, commissioners. All right, we are now on item 8, Open Space Fund Contingency Reserved Deferred Maintenance Subfund, Fiscal Year 24-25 Allocation.
Do you have a visual, Eric?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good morning, commissioners and General Manager Ginsburg. Eric Anderson, Director of Operations for the Recreation and Parks Department. I am here today to talk about deferred maintenance and hopefully with your approval, undeferring some of that maintenance, which is something that warms all of our hearts and our park goers' hearts. So first off, I also want to introduce with me today is Felix Tong, our senior project manager for the deferred maintenance team in our operations unit. And what we are here today to do, and I'll give you a little background, but we are here to seek her approval for the allocation of actually $1.57 million of the Open Space Fund Contingency Reserve, the Deferred Maintenance Subfund. and that's a big mouthful. And note for the record, the original agenda said 1.6 million. The actual allocation is 1.57. So to give you a little background on deferred maintenance in the department and what that means, we generally allocate about $15 million a year from the general fund baseline. When we are talking about this deferred maintenance, we're usually talking about smaller capital major maintenance projects. And these are the projects that Felix's team delivers. For larger capital renovations, that's of course our RPD capital team. But this 15 million, and Felix's team delivers about 12 or 13 of that, is really has been really transformative for the department. His team was created 2017 maybe or so, and it has delivered, what he delivers and what his team delivers is court resurfacings, trash receptacle replacements, irrigation, paving, fencing, you name it. It's the nuts and bolts of our infrastructure. And we used to really struggle with that. It was a huge lift to replace some trash receptacles before this funding source happened and this program happened. So with that, though, that $15 million is nowhere near enough. We do a lot with it. But the open space contingency reserve allocation was developed even before this and provides a really important supplemental source for Felix's work and for deferred maintenance in the department. And so we use it in that way for, frankly, unfunded projects, priority projects to augment some of our $15 million to hit key priorities, to address things that come up that are not, haven't been budgeted for and funded. And so that's what this agenda item is about, is to approve that allocation from that fund. Currently, the balance of that fund, of the subfund, is $3.539 million. We're seeking the $1.57 million allocation from that fund. Let me think. What else to tell you on the subject of finance? Yeah, and so we included with the report was the attachment, which shows the balances of the subfunds to give you a little more background and so on. So with that, though, I'm going to just really do a brief presentation of the different items we're seeking approval to do.
Thank you.
So I'm going to run through that.
Okay.
Okay, so one of the more significant ones and a good example of the unfunded or unplanned need is the Spreckles Lake shoreline, where the concrete liner has failed and the adjacent shoreline is subsiding into the lake. Definitely a priority. We're requesting funding of $600,000 to fund that effort. In a kind of a different vein, the fencing project for Mini Levee Rec Center is being sought. We do have a funding line item for fencing, but we had a lot of need this year, and frankly, this emerged, and we definitely wanted to fund this project. The replastering of Sava Pool is on here, and again, one of those needs that doesn't come up annually. So, but when it does come up, we need to do it. So, $250,000 for Sava Pool. And then we also allocated or are seeking your approval to do a couple of safety surface replacement projects in order to augment. We already allocate $1 million a year in safety surface. It's a major infrastructure item for us. So we're seeking to add a little more to that effort. And we have Alioto Mini Park at $250,000. And also this project here to do the safety surface tiling, 170. That is the sum total. my colleagues are here now to help present.
They're very interested in both the playground projects, so pressure's
yeah,
on.
Yeah, they really came in at the right time for the playground. And so the staff recommendation is to approve the allocation. And let me know if you have any questions for myself or Felix. Felix really knows the details of these projects and what they're all about.
Thank you, Eric. I don't seem to have any questions from commissioners. Did you want to take public comment? Oh,
yeah.
Now I'm getting comment. I'm starting to get questions now.
Is there any public comment right now on item 8? Okay, and we have no hands raised, so public comment is closed. Commissioners?
All right, Commissioner Zwartin.
So, thank you for this. I'm very excited. Quick question, though. I'm sure, how long is the deferred maintenance list in total?
You can tell me the number
of pages. You can tell me items.
Way we characterize it is with our what we call the VFA database or the lifecycle database, and that gives you basically the a few months ago, I went through it at a commission item, and that's basically how we would characterize the need and the numbers. That database will provide like the numbers on what are the assets needing replacement, nearing replacement, and the costs. So there's a big list. So it is. I was a challenge to figure out which are the appropriate
projects. For our
projects.
Somewhat newer commissioners, just a little bit of primer. Felix, we have Stacy, 54 million linear feet of assets in our system. Is that the right number?
Everyone's like, we don't know.
Okay, so there's a number that is really big. It could be 54 million linear feet, or it could be a different number, but it's a bigger number than you can get your arms around, right? And we have basically what Eric is referring to in our database, unlike many park systems in America, we actually keep excellent records on everything. And we have different, and we're able to assess whether something is worth repairing or it needs to be replaced based on the condition of the asset that's in that database. And this database is always evolving because our park system ages every day, right? Every wet, rainy, salty day at Ocean Beach, that number changes, right? And we have three primary sources of funding to really replace stuff. Source number one is our capital programs. When we renovate a park, we're also taking care of a whole bunch of deferred maintenance when we do something that might be in a bond. The second is in 2016, the voters passed Proposition B that actually allowed us to take a relatively fixed pot of money, which is not enough, which is about approximately $15 million a year, depending upon how dire our budget situation is. And we invest that in deferred maintenance projects. So there's a list every year. It's broken up into categories: fencing, playground repairs, ball field repairs, boilers, swimming pools. The third actually started before Prop B, and it is part of the open space reserve. That's what you're voting on now. This commission ratified a policy back in 2010 or 2011 that said annually, we can allocate up to 50% of the new money in that reserve, because it replenishes every year, for deferred maintenance projects. So every year we come to you with a list, and these are ones that you would need to approve. The other stuff is in our bigger, broader budget or is in a bond cycle. So those are that's sort of how we fix stuff.
No, that's great. That wasn't my question. But with that list that's updated, because I've seen the list, it's very big. Do you also include the dollar amount for each item?
Yeah, if you're looking for, the number won't make sense in context, but we probably have over $1 billion worth of deferred maintenance in our system.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is, again, just all these projects are great, but in the grand scheme of things, it's because of where we are fiscally.
Best way to eat a whale is one bite at a time.
Yes. Understood. Those are my only questions.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Zvort. Commissioner Hallisey.
Yes, Eric, thanks for your presentation today, and Felix, thanks to you as well for being here. A quick question, if we approve this allocation today, do the projects that you specified, are they at the top of the list, or they just go on to the list?
I think we'd be moving right forward with these, especially due to the nature of them, the shoreline, the pool, the playground. So we would, I think we would hope to be getting them done in the next calendar year. Is that, yeah,
okay.
In the next calendar year.
Okay.
It'll take, you know, preparing contracts and so on. It'll be
sure.
into
so
next year.
Just, and I know that I don't want to pin you down here, but just a guess that if we do approve this allocation, say Spreckles Lake, for instance,
yeah.
right? Just because I know a lot of people who frequent Spreckles Lake, and people ask me about it often, this specific work that needs to be done. Just a ballpark as to when you might get started on that project, or is it too early to ask that question?
I think Felix can give us a ballpark.
Summer.
Summer to start construction?
That'd
start
be
construction
next summer.
In summer.
Next summer,
okay. 2025.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Felix.
Yeah. You know, that one is going to be a little more involved. The safety surface ones are very straightforward and all that, but that'll be the most involved project.
Sorry, now, will Spreckles Lake have to be drained at that point?
We're working on that issue. I think there's a couple different options, but that's one of the reasons it's the most involved.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
Commissioner Louie.
Just a quick comment. Pictures don't lie. I mean, that's... Clearly, things need to be replaced, just like when the house needs a new roof. And anytime, Eric, you show up at commission and Felix puts on a suit, we know it's serious.
Thank you, Commissioner Louie. I don't have any more commissioner questions. Phil?
No, I'm done. Other than to thank Felix and, I mean, Eric, obviously, but Felix runs a great team that gives us a really exciting dimension to kind of take care of our park system, and he does an amazing job. And, yes, he looks very handsome today.
Thank you, Eric and Felix, and thanks for the tie. Okay. Ashley, public comment?
Oh, yes, yes. Do we have any public? No, I think, did we do public comment?
We
did that already, yeah.
All right, so we're ready for a vote. The language is in the top of the staff report. Motion to approve the allocation of $1,570,000 from the Open Space Fund Contingency Reserve, parens, Deferred Maintenance Reserve Subfund, close parens, for infrastructure deferred maintenance projects.
So moved.
Need a second?
I'll second that.
All those in favor state aye.
On the question.
Oh, please, Mr. Mazzola.
On the agenda, it says $1.6 million. I just wanted to.
It was brought to our attention that the real number is the one stated.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you for that. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposition? None. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Mr. Anderson, we have special guests today. I'd like to warmly welcome the third grade class from Lawton School. Ms. Carriasso, is that how you say it? And her team, please welcome. You know, thank you, Ashley, for setting this up. I'm gonna hand the mic over to Ashley now. You're in charge.
Hi, guys. So right now in our meeting, we're actually moving on to something called general public comment, when anyone in San Francisco can come up and say something about their parks. And so
yes.
We thought maybe if you guys had something to say about your parks, you'd be more than welcome to come up here to the microphone.
Please, everybody come on up.
And you'll have 2 minutes.
You can say anything you want about parks, programs, recreation, anything you do in San Francisco,
and
how great your teacher is, how great your mom who works for Rec and Park Commission is. Alice, hello.
Now, I've heard of people bringing their child to work day,
yes.
but never an entire class.
Yes, yes. Well, okay.
Here's the microphone.
Whoever's ready, step right up, and then we're going to start timing you. You get up to 2 minutes to say what you want to say in that microphone right there. Oh, don't fight. Just do. Yeah,
you got
ready.
This. Come on.
Good morning, commissioners. I'm Kalia Him. I'm a third grader from Lawton School. I love SF Parks because I play tennis at the parks and sometimes skateboard with my cousin and my friends. My favorite parks is Sunset Rec and Ortega Park. Also, my teacher is so grateful for our beautiful parks and zoos. Because she has been able to take her class to many wonderful field trips. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very
All
nice.
Right, next.
Good morning, commissioners. Hello, Good. My name is James Chen. I'm from Lawton Alternative School, and I am in third grade. From my experience, I like all of the playgrounds and the polo field. One of my favorite playgrounds is Mother's Meadow. I like the polo field because when I go there, I always ride my bike or scooter with my mom. Thank you, Rec and Park. One suggestion I have is for you to bring back the horses. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Bring back the horses.
Good morning. My name is Alice, and one of my favorite parks is Pirate Ship Park, because I went there a lot when I was little, and I have many memories there. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Any other general public comment?
Okay, anything I think on we'll the, close public comment
anything
unless
on the, phone,
any of the parents
online.
Want to say anything.
What is the mascot of Lawton School?
You can say it out loud, guys.
The Lions. Lawton
Go
Lions.
Go Lawton Lions.
Happy to have you here, Lions.
Roar.
So, okay. Lawton Lions, we have a little gift for you guys, and I want to thank Rec and Park staff for putting it together, but I'll give it to Ms. Cariasso, and she'll give it to you back at school, but you get some Rec and Park pencils and a couple other things. I'm going to give those to her, and I just want to thank you all for visiting me at my job in City Hall. There's real work happening here every day to make your parks awesome, okay?
Thank you, everybody. Thanks for visiting us.
Ashley, from this vantage point, apple does not fall far from the tree.
Yeah. The stare.
Particularly that death glare.
Yeah, the stare that kills.
I've gotten one or two of those.
So I'm going to go ahead and keep going. Item 10, commissioners matters. Do any of our commissioners want to say anything under commissioners matters?
May I?
Yes, please, Commissioner Clark Herrera.
And this is... First of all, amazing kids. That was so cool just to have that remembrance of why parks are important, to see the people that actually use them. So thank you, Ashley, for that. I had the opportunity to go to Cat's swearing in, and I think there were a couple hundred people there and very distinguished guests. And it was such a celebration of you, a beautiful celebration of you, your daughter's testament to the work you've done. And I learned so much. I literally learned so much about you and your legacy in this city. And I've known you for a while, but I never knew you like this and your efforts. It was nice to see the culmination there and you being recognized and getting your flowers. So I just wanted to bring that up to those of you that weren't able to make it. It was a beautiful day, and I was glad to be there. Well, we were both glad to be there. And thank you.
Oh,
Bubbles,
wow.
Pandas.
Popcorn.
And popcorn.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, that reminds me, I want to thank Rec and Park staff from Phil Ginsburg on down. We had a great planning committee, and especially, and everybody. And a special note to Gabriel, is his name Gabriel Ortega in the nursery?
Yes.
Who created, along with his team, put together plants and flowers. It was really awesome. It was a grand celebration. It was a public celebration in the Moscone Recreation Gym, and we all had a lot of fun. So thank you, everybody, for your parts, both big, medium, and small, in making that a very special time. And I know that not all the commissioners could make it, but I did feel that you were with us in spirit, and thank you for those who did come. Thank you. And Sonia, your swearing in was also beautiful, and I learned so much about your family and what's important to you and your communities. Thank you. Anything else under commissioners matters? And this does give you a chance to talk about items for the future, and I'm going to raise this again. So I have been taking advantage of the fairly new reservation system for tennis and pickleball. I've been playing a lot of tennis lately. It's a great system, but I can tell you people are gaming it, so I want to talk about that at some point. I just want to remind people that you're supposed to make reservations only for yourself, and you get 3 a week. And if you can't go, please cancel your appointment, because that means that the court goes begging and we don't get to play and you don't show up. That doesn't seem fair to me. Also, we have a great cadre of vetted and certified tennis pros who give lessons, and only they are supposed to reserve those courts, not people who are privately tennis proing. But I'm really glad that we have the system in some of our courts, and other of our courts are first come, first serve. And it's such a great form of recreation and exercise. Oh, Commissioner Zwart.
I concur with your comments on how people need to stop hogging tennis courts. And so thank you for saying that. I love the reservation. Excuse me, I love the reservation system as well, and I highly recommend it. A few things. One, I think kudos to Park and Rec staff, because this next couple weekends I think are packed with family fun events. Miles is going to try to make an appearance at everything, from the Randall Museum to the scary Stern Grove, and we have India Basin, et cetera. As far as items on the calendar or future agendas, I'd love to see. I know we had years ago a report on, and forgive me, I can look up the name of the organization later, but they also went to the Commission on the Status of Women that talked about the parity of girls' sports in the city, and they track that. So just an update on how they're doing. And I also had the honor and privilege of meeting with some great folks at Stanford Health who are working on equity and AI in healthcare, and they had partnered with some different nonprofits and organizations who work with Park and Rec as well, specifically on accessibility. And I know that is a big component of our daily work here at Park and Rec as well, so I'd love to make that connection and hear more about that work at the commission and share that with the commissioners as well. So just a few ideas I'd love to follow up with you, President Anderson,
Thank
and staff
you.
On.
Thank you, and I'm sure Ashley was taking copious notes on that. I know I took some. Commissioner Louie.
I'll just be quick. So today is at the San Francisco Recreation and Park Department, it is a health day. And so over at the county building from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., there's all kind of stuff going on. And as you know, I have a therapy pet, and I've been invited by the San Francisco SPCA to head over, and Commissioner Halsey is going to accompany me over to the Employee Health Day, as Nikita has been invited to give comfort to the employees of the department. So
I will see you there. I'm on my way right after.
That's awesome. Yeah, thank you so much. Everybody, go over there if you can. Appreciate it. Okay, those are all the speakers on my list, Ashley.
All right, and I think we basically took 10 and 11 together, so I'll just see. Well, there's nobody from the public here. Do we have any hands raised on our WebEx? No hands raised. Public comment is closed. Commissioners, anything to talk about on communications? Okay, nothing. Public comment is closed on that, too. And we are now on item 13, adjournment.
Do I hear a motion and a second for adjournment?
Second.
All those in favor state aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? None. We are adjourned at 11:46 a.m. Thank you. Love.